One of the biggest concerns during this period of lockdown has been how isolation would impact mental health in society. So many of us struggle, at least from time to time, with issues of mental health, depression and so forth, during normal life. And so it is not surprising that during periods of isolation, those tendencies might be amplified, exacerbated. Issues of mental health can manifest in many different ways, but one common way is a profound discouragement, a sense of hopelessness and worthlessness. Our inner voice is quite capable of persuading ourselves that we are a lost cause, that we're not going to achieve any of our goals, and that we're not even going to contribute in any significant way to the lives of the people that we care about. We can develop this internal narrative that leads us to give up on ourselves. Within Buddhist teachings, there are many special ways of thinking to help us overcome this kind of discouragement, to replace those heavy, self-destructive thoughts with positive ideas that uplift us and empower us. One of my favorite verses that Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche quotes in his books is a verse that's found within Joyful Path of Good Fortune. Venerable Geshe is quoting from Nagarjuna's friendly letter, where Nagarjuna says, "If anyone who has previously been extremely reckless later practices conscientiousness sincerely, that person will become pure like a stainless moon." So it may be that we have made many mistakes. It may be that we have had many strong, heavy, deluded minds, angry minds, jealous minds, craving, attachment minds, minds of lacking faith and disrespect. But those minds don't define us. Perhaps we have previously been extremely reckless. Our mind has rage rampant like a wild, crazy elephant through our mind. But whatever has happened, if we later practice conscientiousness sincerely, we will become pure like a stainless moon. To me, what this verse says is never give up on ourselves. Never think that we are hopeless or worthless, or that we can't accomplish our spiritual goals, because we can. Even if we have a heavy history of actions and minds, if we're able to practice conscientiousness sincerely, we will become pure like a stainless moon. It is never too late. We may wonder where we will get this conscientiousness from, where we will be able to find the strength to change direction. And there's another passage, very beautiful, in Venerable Geshe's book, How to Understand the Mind. This is in the chapter on effort, specifically the section to help us deal with our discouragement. Venerable Geshe says, "We may wonder, how is it possible for someone like me, who has so many delusions and so little time to practice Dharma, to realize emptiness, develop bodhicitta, and attain liberation and enlightenment? By indulging in such thoughts, we may conclude that we are incapable of attaining realizations. To counteract this kind of discouragement, we need to generate the effort of non-discouragement by contemplating correct reasons. For example, we can contemplate, Sometimes my delusions are strong, and sometimes they are weak. This indicates that they are impermanent. If they can be reduced temporarily, they can be eradicated altogether. So why can I not attain liberation? Buddha said that everyone has Buddha nature. If I rely sincerely upon my spiritual guide and practice sincerely what he or she teaches me, there is no reason why I cannot attain enlightenment. With my mind empowered by my guru's blessings, I can accomplish anything. If we sit with these correct, powerful, beautiful thoughts, we will dislodge any feelings of hopelessness or worthlessness. We will recognize we have Buddha nature. Our delusions are not our nature. That we have a pathway to becoming the person that we want to be, the person that we want to bring happiness into the lives of those we care about. And with our mind empowered by our guru's blessings, we can absolutely accomplish this. So it is very important, for the sake of our mental health, and later perhaps to be able to help others with similar issues, that we feed these positive thoughts. Don't just turn to them when we've headed down a very discouraged path, but whenever we can, every day, spend a little bit of time feeding these positive thoughts. I have Buddha nature. If I follow the instructions, I will defeat all my delusions. With my mind empowered by my guru's blessings, I can accomplish anything.